Hey, kitty, I'm home. Do you want some dinner? Okay. Here you go. Okay, so you don't want dinner. What do you want? Treats? Catnip? Dude, I don't know what you want. I'm just going to turn on the radio.
You're listening to WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta.
That's what you wanted? I guess I'll have to tune in more often.
McGruff here.
The crime dog?
Yep.
I think I'm gonna need your help. I've got an internet bully.
Okay, well, what you do is...
Maybe you could put a virus on her computer. Or a tracking device. Or a bug.
You don't have to do that, are you?
Or maybe we could get an attack dog. You ever see those attack dogs that can, like, rip a person's arm off? Seriously. Or like a SWAT team. A cyber SWAT team or something. Or like an army. Did you ever see that zombie army movie? We should get a zombie army.
Wait. All you need to do to stop an internet bully is delete their messages and never forward them on.
So, no zombies?
No zombies.
Bummer.
Delete cyberbullying. Don't write it, don't forward it. For more information, visit ncpc.org. A message from the U.S. Department of Justice, Crime Prevention Coalition of America, National Crime Prevention Council, and the Ad Council.
Hi, everyone. You're listening to the WONY Weekly Update. Here are some events to look forward to. On Tuesday, September 23rd, join WONY for our vinyl swap event. This will be happening from 6 to 8 p.m. in the WONY station of Hunt Union. Also happening on Tuesday, head down to the Red Dragon Theater for a game of Trivia Tuesday, happening from 9 to 10 p.m. in Hunt Union. On Wednesday, join the Student Fashion Society for their general body meeting, happening in Perna Science 121 from 7 to 8 p.m. On Thursday, join the Gender and Sexuality Resource Center for Beyond Binaries, Identity and Sexuality with guest speaker Robin Oakes. This will be happening from 7 to 8:30 p.m. in the Great Room in Lee Hall. On Friday, join the music department for Swing Dance to Live Music. This will be happening from 7 to 9:30 p.m. in the Hunt Union Ballroom. On Saturday, check out the community table at the Farmers Market. This will be happening from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. on Dietz Street. On Saturday, join the Nebula Society in learning about the different mythological stories surrounding the constellations in our stars. This will be happening in Perna 019A from 7 to 8 p.m. This has been your WONY Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. Be sure to keep it locked.
What's up? Airbud number 4, I think. I'm here. I gotta say, you know, if you're another DJ listening, I don't know who did this. It looks like the Tasmanian devil went through our studio, unfortunately. So, I'm gonna be a good Samaritan and clean up a little bit after I'm done. Okay? I wanna say, I know for sure now that the weekly update is done on Mondays because I was at that vinyl swap. So, you know, there's not two. So I'm starting to really understand the codes over here. I'm really in there, you know. What was I gonna say? Yeah, again, like, last week's filibuster was awful, and now I come in again, and I don't really have anything planned again, you know? Maybe the shows will be better if I plan them out, but I was, like, doing work, but I was really playing Pokemon, you know? Everyone in my dorm, you know, I know Gangnam's listening, everybody's playing Pokemon. It's like a pandemic, the Pokedemic in there. But they are playing baby games, and I downloaded like a super hard version of Pokemon that's like makes all the battles impossible, and it's been making me really mad because I can't win. They're not letting me win. It's really, really hard. And I have a spreadsheet where I write down, you know, what I'm supposed to do, and it doesn't matter. I still lose, like, 7 times anyway. But it's been a lot of fun playing that. You know, everybody, you know, on the pirated Pokemon, that's really a sentiment. It feels like middle school again, you know. Everybody was playing pirated Pokemon on their little iPads or their Chromebooks that the school gave them. You know, it's a good feeling. It's a good feeling. What wasn't a good feeling was I woke up on the wrong side of the bed, you know. And this is going to segue into the music here, because I woke up on the wrong side of the bed, and I was like, oh gosh, it's 11, and I'm only waking up now. Where did my alarm go? You know, why is this happening? And I solved it, you know. It took a little while for my day to get going, but I solved it by just listening to NBA Youngboy. I've been listening to a lot of NBA Youngboy, and I was listening to NBA Youngboy, and I was also listening to, like, just easy listening radio music, like, you know, Katy Perry and stuff like that. I mean, that's not easy listening, but I was like, man, this is fire. My day is saved by music. And I kind of stopped listening to music for a while, but I think I'm back on the music train and, you know, saying, am I clipping? Uh-oh. That thing's freaking out. Whatever. I'm back on the music train is what I'm saying. Listening to music is fun, it's good, and it makes you feel good. And I'm back. Basically, I'm back on music. Music, pretty cool thing that they made there, you know. Don't even trip, dog. Yeah, so that's about it. We're gonna get into it. I have some stuff that I made, and I have some other stuff that you probably know. You know, some songs that you might know. That first song, actually, do I have any? I don't think I have anything that I made, which is, like, severely breaking the promise that I made on the first show where I was like, I'm only gonna play stuff that I made because I'm the best. I realize, guys, I'm not the best. You know who's better than me? The Gap Band. And we're gonna start with that song, a little song called Outstanding. You know, you might know it because it has like a billion majillion plays on everything, but this has been like one of my favorite songs. I've been listening to either like NYC drill or R&B in the morning to get my day going. It's kind of like a coin flip. Like, do I want to be like fun today or do I want to be like funny today? And this has been one of my favorites, The Gap Band. I don't know if this is R&B. I don't even know. It sure is rhythmy, and it has bass, so that's what I'm calling it. Let's play that. This is Outstanding by The Gap Band.
Excited. You make me wanna shout.
Yeah, so that's one of my morning songs right there. I just like, I don't know, I've been on this wave of like, you know, if it sounds good, if it sounds groovy like that, then why not listen? I've been listening to a lot of Michael Jackson too, and I feel like, here's my hot take, I feel like NBA Youngboy fits in that category. Because when I listen to Youngboy, it's like, man, he's just groovy. This is groovy. Same with Enele Choppa, you know? Whatever. I'm going to play some math rock now by the Cabs. See, we went from the Gap Band to the Cabs to the... We're going to go to... bad joke. I feel like... I don't know. Today has, like, really bad vibes. I don't know. I'm just, like... I'm, like, hyper and tired at the same time. It's bad vibes. It's bad vibes. And it's bad vibes when I'm in here because I just start, like, blabbing, you know? Whatever. I'm going to try. How can I spice this up? Because, as always, I have an hour here. So, I want to do something interesting for the second half hour rather than just play music the whole time because, yeah, like, it doesn't get repetitive, you know? You just, like, you hear one song, cool. You hear another song, cool. It's like... Hear a third song. Maybe I talk in the middle. It's like, man, it's the same thing every time. So I'm going to try and do something different. What will it be? I don't know, but we're going to try and do something different. So, whatever. Here is this Japanese song by this Japanese band.
Oh,
Yeah, so that was that Japanese song by that Japanese band. That's a pretty popular song, I think, but I don't know. It's just like, it's just one of those songs, man. Like, who cares if it's popular? I think it's from TikTok, that's why. See, I'm not on TikTok, so when something like blows up from TikTok and then I hear it on like, I hear it on my stuff, and I'm like, oh, this is pretty good. And then for some reason it has like, oh, 2 vigintillion plays. I'm like, why does it have that? And then I probably figure out like a week or two later, like, oh, that's from TikTok. Like, I don't get it. Whatever. I'm not going to complain about TikTok. That's the most annoying thing you could probably do in the entire world on public radio is complain about TikTok. So I'm just going to play this song from Mario Kart instead because I've been really enjoying Mario Kart music and making Mario Kart music, which sounds stupid, but like I explained this on the last show. I got like a thing that gives me all the sounds from DS games, and I've just been like trying to make my own Mario Kart music, and I think it would be a pretty cool show to play like a whole soundtrack from a game that doesn't exist that I made, and maybe my friends too, because I was trying to get my boy Henry to help me with that. So yeah, Mario Kart. This is from Mario Kart DS. It's Shroom Ridge. It's become one of my favorite songs. I hate the track. I hate playing on the track because there's like, it's one of those tracks where there's like cars going back and forth and you have to dodge the cars and dodge the other people that you're racing with. Whatever, you know what I mean. But the music is really good, and I didn't know that it was this good because I never really paid attention to it while I was playing on my DS because I didn't play that game a lot. I played the one on the Wii. So here's that. Here's Shroom Ridge. Hold on. Okay. Here's me. Deep breath in, deep breath out. This is week 4. 4 in a row where my computer, you know, bless its soul, I've had it for 5 years. But this is week 4 where it does not do what I want to. So we're going to try this again and play the song from Mario Kart for the Nintendo DS that's specifically on the track Shroom Ridge where there's little cars that go back and forth. You heard me talk about it. All right, let's try and play this. Let's try and play this, yo. Doesn't video game music just put a smile on your face? What a happy sounding song. What a happy, happy sounding song. And we're going to switch it up now and play NBA Youngboy like I was talking about. This is a famous song. This is, what is it? The one where he's like trying to hide from the cameras. It's that one. I like that song. So we're going to play that.
I ain't going outside today. They pull me up.
D-Mac, I make a true ride.
Tryna hide from the camera.
Yeah, I've been listening to that song a lot. It's like so overplayed and corny, but I just love it. I love Youngboy now. I don't know what happened, what like bit flipped in my brain. I mean, I always liked him, but like it's just different, you know? Whatever, we're gonna play this artist called Bronclair. I think, here's what I think. I think he's an industry plant, alright? I think he did the humiliation ritual, and he got admitted to the Freemasons like everyone else, like Fake Mink just did. But maybe not, because he's not that big, you know? So we'll see. Let me listen to it. And then think, like, would an industry plant make this? Because I'm thinking, like, maybe. It's a coin flip. He hangs out with, like, corny people, though. So that's a good indication. If they're cool and they hang out with losers, you know. But maybe, here's the secret third option. Maybe you shouldn't care that much about celebrities. Whew, mind exploded. Oh, my God. Most Reddit take of all time. Let's just play it. This is Using by Bronclair.
I'm
Wonderful. See, I really like the vibe. But I think, once again, I think it's an industry plant. You never know these days. You never know. They come out of nowhere now. Let's get back on the sort of, you know, playing songs that have 10 billion million plays, but, you know, I like them, so I'll just play them. This is Pretty Young Thing by Michael Jackson. Hell yeah, this is one of my favorite songs, like, ever, for some reason. Oh, wait, hold up. Hold up one second. Wait, let me play this. Let me play Pretty Young Thing.
I just wanted a girl just like you. Such a pure idea.
I'm cutting Pretty Young Thing by Michael Jackson because we have a caller in the studio. Let's get this on. Like this. Okay.
Hello? Oh.
Should be working now.
Hello?
It should be.
Am I...
Oh my God, why is it so... quiet. I'm sorry, this is just like a me thing. Because the audio is very, very quiet and I cannot hear you. But give me, I can see the thing going so that they can hear you, but I can't hear you. Which means
okay.
That we can't talk.
So everyone else can hear me? So this is my show now.
Nope, I can hear you now, so.
Hey guys, this is, wait, so what do I get to talk about?
Well, you called into Airbud only on 190.9 FM, Sundays 8 to 9 p.m.
Shout out.
And I'm Joe. And you are?
I am Mars. I got shouted out last week.
M-A-R-Z.
Yes, that's my name. And I like Ween and I like car seat headrest. Car seat headrest. Yeah, for the most part. So that's,
you like Ween.
Well, Ween, yeah. But I'm just saying, for like the context, like you played Ween last week. And
I did play Ween last week. Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah. That's why I'm here. To put
this
in
is,
my
This is a really good opportunity for some promo. why don't you tell the people at home why you listen to Airbud and why you like Airbud, because it's the greatest show.
Oh yeah, okay. Well, I love Airbud because it's just like it's something nice to listen to, and I'm trying to wind down on a Sunday night, like tonight, because you know I just woke up from a nap, and then I wake up to see that Airbud is going to be on tonight. Oh, I totally forgot. Now I have something really nice to listen to, and I'm like shazamming all the songs, guys. If you just tap in,
it's,
you will
right?
find something. You really will, guys. It's going to change the shape of your musical mind forever.
I had a viewer send me a message by Carrier Pigeon. He said, hey. Hey, Joe from Airbud, my phone exploded. I had to Shazam so many songs. And I was like, oh, don't worry. I'll get you a new one. And I did.
Oh, my God. And he's generous.
So you got anything you want to play, you know?
You're putting me on the spot? Okay, hold on. Yeah, can you actually play? Since we were on the topic of Ween, I think you should play Don't Laugh. Parentheses, I love you. That's a really good one, and it's happy, and it's nice. It reminds me of, like, two foxes having a conversation, maybe.
Yeah, I was just going to ask, what draws you to this song?
Yeah, that, okay. What draws me to that song specifically is, one, the cover is pink, and I'm also pink right now, so I feel, like, really connected to it. And it sounds like foxes, like, laughing in my brain. That's what it sounds like. And they're just, like, having a really nice time, and they're silly, and they're funny, and they're like, oh, my God, like, this is crazy, but I love you, and I'm also a fox. And, yeah.
You said a lot of words, and I didn't really hear many of them. So let's, guys, at home, once again, this is Martha. So this is Martha we're on air with. So, and she wants to play Don't Laugh by Ween. Don't Laugh, parentheses, I Love You, by Ween. So let's play that. This is actually the first time I've had someone call in. So I just want to, I'm just excited to let the viewers know that we have Martha here on the show with us.
That's not my name.
Never been my name. Okay. All right. Let's play the Ween song. Got interesting at the end there, you know. But I can definitely understand it. I only know Ocean Man by Ween.
There's so much more to know. I get shocked when people say they don't know about Ween, because, like, how do you not know about Ween? And also, do you not know about SpongeBob?
I know I'm in the majority that knows Ween from SpongeBob. But I also know them because of Quebec.
Can I drop a random Ween fact?
Okay, random Ween fact.
Okay, well, this is kind of also a SpongeBob fact. The people who made SpongeBob loved Ween so much that they asked Ween to make songs for the show before it even aired. Also, don't fact check me. I'm just like 99% sure this is true. Yeah, and the loop-de-loop song in SpongeBob, the tie your shoes one, that's Ween too. So
I knew that.
Yeah. I also just posted about it a couple days ago, so maybe that's how you knew.
Posted about it where, Margaret? I don't know if I follow you.
It's okay.
Mary, you said your name was, right?
I didn't. But it's okay. I recommended another great song that you should play, I think.
The Loop-de-Loop song from SpongeBob.
I didn't say, well, like, yeah, that one too. It's a great song.
Because you mentioned SpongeBob, and I was going to play the song that you wanted. What song was that, by the way? If you could just...
The song is To All of You by Sid Matters. That song, I play that song, and shout out to all of my American girls.
And just remember, Sid, if you're listening, Sid, you do matter.
Yes.
Right? Sid matters.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, what? I'm going to play the song.
Okay, yeah.
Oh, wait, this is what I want to say. The Ween guy on that cover, it says God and Satan. And I was like, oh, God. And then I was like, oh, Satan, because it's Sunday, and we're supposed to be repelling Satan on Sunday. Are we not?
Well, when you listen to Ween, do you think it's a satanic band?
That's actually a really good point. I honestly, it's kind of interesting how they did that, because I wasn't thinking of Satan at all until I read it on their cover.
I think it's just something to get you thinking.
Yeah.
About the yin and the yang of it all, the balance.
The give and the take, as they say.
That's my point.
Before we hit play on this Sid Matters song, once again, what draws you to this Sid Matters song, to all of you?
Well, this song, when I listen to this song, I listened to last summer and how just being hopeful for a beautiful fall time. And the song reminds me of loving my friends. Yeah, I get emotional almost every time I listen to it because I'm like, wow, I just miss and love my friends so much. And, like, I love to walk around outside. So that's what draws me to that song specifically. And it also reminds me of Life is Strange. Guys, if you know Life is Strange, then we can get along. That's all I have to say.
This call, dare I say, is saving my show because you're coming here with all this soft, girly music, and I usually play, like, awesome stuff, like NBA Youngboy. So that's really good that you're on this show, Margaret, because I can't... It's too funny to me. I'm trying to run, like, four... I'm doing that thing where I'm trying to run, like, four bits at the same time, but they're, like, all really subtle and... Like, only I think they're funny, so I just start laughing. But it sounds like I'm, you know what I mean?
I'm, like, explaining them to you.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're also wasting time by extending my name, but it's fine. We can move past this.
It is, I'm wasting time because it's more syllables to say Margaret than saying Mars.
Yeah, I mean, that's a you problem. But thanks for saying I'm saving your show. I agree.
SOS, save our show. And I have a message. Before we play To All of You by Sid Matters, I have a message to all of you. I'm about to play To All of You by Sid Matters. So let's play that right now.
Woo!
In a world without you. be part of the world around you. Driving a car by the seaside, watching the world from the bright side. American girls in the movies, no one can tell where your heart is. American girls like dollies, with shiny smiles and plastic buddies. I wish I had.
That was To All of You by Sid Matters. And once again, Sid, you matter, Sid. You're back on air.
Hi, I'm back. Sid, you do matter.
And
to all the Sids that are listening, just saying you matter.
And I wanted to make a comment on Oneonta's recent performative male contest, because I saw it on the Yik Yak, which has become my favorite app. If you see a funny post on there, it might be me. I've been trying to karma farm on Yik Yak like crazy. Like, I'm trying to get as much karma on Yik Yak as possible, you know, just dropping banger after banger. But I saw that on the Yik Yak and I was like it's a performative male contest. But I feel like the people pulling up there, that's just who they are. It's like if you had, a guy with long black hair contest and I showed up. It's like, that's just what I am. There's not much of a contest to be had. at least with something like a like the Timothy Chalamet look-alike contest, you gotta look like Timothy Chalamet. But I mean, if you're a performative male, then don't you just pull up to the contest and be you? There's not much of a contest there. That was my idea. But we do have someone on the phone, so not worth it to yap, you know, about these pedantic ideas. Because we're running out of time, and you went 2 for 2, but can you go 3 for 3 with the song requests, you know?
Yes, I can. I could always recommend more songs. I'm going to switch it up. Oh, wait, actually, can you play, like, do you have clean versions of songs?
They do have to be clean. I could try and get a clean version.
Oh, no, wait. Okay, I have a different song then, because what I wanted was just, like, not going to happen. Talk about something else while I look.
I should, sounds like I should, like, sing the Jeopardy theme or something.
guys.
I gotta say, here's a hot take. I just started the sentence without a hot take. I don't have a hot take. Oh. I'm looking right now. I'm staring at the goat on the Alex G cover of Rocket.
Wait, I have a song and a hot take.
Okay.
Okay, I guess I don't really have... Okay, well, I guess my hot take is that if you show up to the performative male contest or any sort of, like, performative contest in that matter, I just don't want to be near you. That's all I have to say.
What about if it was a Timothy Chalamet look-alike?
I especially not that one. I saw that there was a performative mask lesbian contest somewhere. I saw there was one, I think there was one in New York City and maybe one in Toronto. And that just really grossed me out as a lesbian. I think you all need to do better and stop, stop giving yourself away for free on the internet. That's all I have to say. But I have another song, and I think... you should play Saved by a Waif by Always. Always spell A-L-V-V-A-Y-S.
Yeah, it's Always. What's the song?
Yep. Saved by a Waif. Off of the Antisocial. I think I showed you this one.
Are they on Mount Everest or in Antarctica on the cover?
Something like that.
Well, we're going to come back and say our goodbyes, but this will be the last song of the show. So lock in, everybody. If you, Margaret, if you don't go 3 for 3, I'm sorry, but you're banned from Air Bud forever.
No, this one's going to be huge. Everyone's going to like this one, I'm telling you.
If it's good enough to count for 2 songs, you might go 4 for 3.
Okay.
This is Saved by a Waif by Always. Let's go. Dare I say, our listener here, who I will put back on air right now, dare I say you went 3 for 3. What do you have to say?
Thank you so much. I'm proud of myself. And I'm honored to be here and give such good music recommendations because I'm goated like that. Thank you.
Maybe. All right. Well, it's the worst time of the Sunday night where Airbud has to end, right? So do you have any closing thoughts, maybe a message to the world, message to the people of Airbud, that you'd like to say? Instill some hope in their hearts, instill some wise words for this coming October, and, you know, take it away.
Guys, all I have... Sorry, I said a word that I shouldn't have. It's okay, though. My message still stands. And love music. There's nothing else besides music. And listen to Car Seat Headrest, for sure. That's all. Oh, and also for the upcoming October, play Life is Strange, because we were listening to all of you, because that game takes place in October, the first one it does. Yes, it does. And, the live remake is coming out very soon. And let's boycott that, too, also. Those are my words for tonight, I think. Thank you so much for having me. Just keep listening to more music that's bad. Just keep listening to bad music that other people will look at you weird for, because that makes you better than them. So, yeah.
Even though we might disagree on that last point, because honestly, listen to whatever you like.
I do
get weird looks myself, and I think this is the October of getting weird looks. That's what it's about.
I have also been just getting so many weird looks lately. It's also the October of having pink hair, everyone, dye your hair pink, and when everyone looks at you weird, just be like, oh, it's because you have pink hair, so it's not even, like, you can't even blame it on the fact that, like, you're, like, a freak or something. Like, no, like, you're just, like, you're different. Yeah.
Well, Martha, Mars, Margaret, Mary, thank you for tuning in to Airbud. Thank you for calling into Airbud. If you'd like to call into Airbud, you know where to find me. This is going to be a good night to you and a good night to everyone listening to Airbud. Thank you so much for tuning in. You know, come back next week for another banger. Another banger. I'll probably still be playing Youngboy next week because I just love him right now. But that's it. And that's my message to the people. My message is always just tune into Airbud, tune into Wony. Keep it locked. And thank you for listening. Good night, everyone. And goodbye.
Jesse, you must listen to WOLY 90.9 FM Oneonta. Don't touch that dial. Jesse, keep it locked.
Do you know how important the oceans actually are? The ocean produces over half of the world's oxygen and absorbs 50 times more carbon dioxide than our atmosphere. The ocean transports heat from the equator to the poles, regulating our climate and weather patterns. Not only does the ocean provide seafood, it also contains ingredients from everyday foods such as peanut butter and soy milk. Many medicinal products come from the ocean, including ingredients that help fight cancer, arthritis, Alzheimer's disease, and heart disease. So when people say, "Why should I care about the ocean?" this is why. This is what Oceana fights for, protecting the oceans at any cost.